Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Karaku, Pidimondi, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. It is a pleasure and a joy to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance, and as usual, we'll be talking to someone who has some words of interest and have some information they need to share with us. And today I will be talking to Miss Jenny Alexander, who is the Acting Project Coordinator, Project Coordination Unit, PCU, Ministry of Finance. And she'll be talking to us about what is happening within those projects and what is on offer. I'm not sure. I'll find out myself. I'm sure many of you who are listening will find out. But as usual, Inside Finance, a matter of sitting down and discussing what is happening inside the Ministry of Finance. There are a lot of things happening within that ministry. And always amazed of the people that I have to speak with. But very interesting. I learned so much, and I'm sure you as the listeners learn a whole lot. I am Stanford Simon, and we take a word from our sponsors. We come back and we'll continue our discussion here with Miss Jenny Alexander, who is in studio with me.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. And with me in the studio is Miss Jenny Alexander, Acting Project Coordinator, Project Coordination Unit, PCU, within the Ministry of Finance. Good day to you, Miss Jenny. How are you?
Good day, Pastor Simon. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I am fine. It's good to see you. It's the first time I'm having you on this program.
It's my very first time on any program.
Well, that is even better. I mean, I am happy to be the first one that is talking with you. How long have you been working within this unit?
I have been within this unit for the past 10 years. However, I have been in the government service for 22 years.
22 years?
Yes.
So what are the other places you worked?
I worked at the Ministry of Education for 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So you have been very involved.
I have been.
Oh, so I can't be, but you know the ropes within the Ministry of Finance.
Yes, to some extent.
Oh, okay. Now, we're talking acting project coordinator, and you're coordinating projects. PCU, what are the roles and function? Give us a brief synopsis of that ministry, because I myself not quite sure what it is.
Right. As a lot of people. You're right. Not alone. So the project coordination unit was formed approximately 19 years ago with the main aim of the main responsibility of the department is to coordinate projects that were funded by the World Bank, mainly for the fiduciary support. Fiduciary meaning procurement and financial management. So that is what we have been doing, okay? The procurement guidelines of these donor agencies, especially the World Bank, is a bit rigid. And so our main focus is to ensure that the projects are carried out in accordance with the guidelines, and also with the government of Grenada's guidelines. Mm-hmm. So to ensure that we have the married boat to fulfill the promises.
The promises.
Yes. Right? Over the years, we have evolved from just procurement and financial management, and where we do project management as well. Mm-hmm. So we oversee the entire cycle. project cycle.
From start to finish?
From start to finish. So from project preparation phase, we are involved until the project has been completed and ready for evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Give us an example of a project that is happening now that you all are involved in, a one that you all know finished.
Well, one that I can see maybe in the St. George's area that people might be familiar with is the Constantine project, that landslip project that was done there.
Right.
So that is one of the projects that we were integral in, as well as the River Road Rockfall landslip project.
That's the one
close to DeKalb.
Close to DeKalb, right.
Yes.
So pretty much the procurement of the funding, you seek that, you get that.
Through the government of Benin, through the economic Benin,
right.
and technical cooperation.
Right.
Yes.
The money is there. Okay. You are the one who is responsible now for managing that fund.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more.
Right. So to ensure that the projects, what we got the funding for is what we did.
Right.
And it is done in accordance with certain guidelines and rules and regulations. And the process of hiring, for example, a contractor.
Right.
Yeah.
So the bidding document and so forth.
Yes, we do all of that. We prepare the bidding documents. If I should just run you through a simple procurement process, we first have the technical specifications in case of works. We get the technical specifications. Usually we would hire a consultant to help develop that. Mm-hmm. And then we put it together in a standard bidding document, which goes out to the public. They bid, we get an evaluation committee, we form a committee, they evaluate the bids, recommendations are sent to the public procurement board, public tenders board, and also the donor agency.
Mm-hmm.
We get approval, hire the contractor, and supervise the work in accordance together with the consultant, and then we come to completion.
Okay, and your unit is integrally involved in that process?
Yes, the process we're involved right through.
Okay, so how many projects are under the PCU portfolio?
So at the moment we have 6 projects that are ongoing.
What are they?
And under these projects we have sub-projects. So the main projects we have ongoing are the safety net advancement project. I'll tell you a bit about that in a minute. Solar PV demonstration and scale-up project. This is a very small project. We're doing some solar panels. We also have the Caribbean Regional Communications Infrastructure Program, which is CASIP. I know many people must have heard of CASIP.
Yeah, CASIP, because we as a church have applied for grant to them.
This one is through us as well. Then there are two new projects, the OECS Tourism Competitiveness Project and the OECS Agricultural Competitiveness Project. These projects were approved last year. Okay, nothing much has happened there as yet.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our biggest projects ever is the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, RDVRP.
Mm.
That is where people would be more interested because you can physically see what has been happening.
Right.
Most of the other projects are just like technical assistance. You work in the background, you hire consultants to do things and so on. But with the RDVRP, you can actually see what's happening. Yes. So if I should just give you a brief
overview of each of the projects.
Yes. So for the SNAP, right, that project was approved in 2011, and it was scheduled to close last year in December 2017. However, we got an extension to September this year, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And the approximate cost of that project is US $5 million. The main objectives of the SNAP project is to strengthen the cash transfers program and build the capacity of the Ministry of Social Development. So I don't know if you have ever heard of the SEED program.
Yes.
And that is where you have persons where the government gave assistance to students for school book program, for transportation, and even needy persons in our community.
Mm.
So this project is a somewhat reimbursement to the government for when they could pay out these funds.
So this the seed project is not per se funded by government. Is an external source of funding.
It is funded by government. Okay, a great part of it, but they have to meet certain what they call deliverable milestones, mm-hmm. and then the bank or the external agency will reimburse them.
Okay, so they will refund the money that is spent.
Yes. Okay. And so this has been going very well. They have cash transfers, and persons have benefited. Okay. We are under the CASIP project, which you might be familiar with. So that project was approved in 2012. The closing date at the moment is August 1st, 2018. However, a request was made to get an extension up to 2020. Okay. And this project encompasses three countries. You have St. Lucia and St. Vincent as well. So it's a regional project. Grenada's contribution is, the amount loan is $12 million. And the objective, the main objective of this project is to increase access to regional broadband networks and advance the development of information and communication technologies, ICT-enabled projects in Grenada. So under that, one of the main things that we would have accomplished or still ongoing are grants that we would have given to a number of persons.
Okay.
ICT-led enable them in the small businesses, the startup businesses that are ICT-led, and so on. And to date, we have 53 grants were approved, and about 47 has already used up their funds under that. What we do, what we play, there is a unit or department with the project coordinator that oversees the project, but we are involved in the procurement aspect of it. Yeah,
right.
So the grantees would send in the request, and we would review the request to ensure that they have the three quotations and so on, and then we sign the contracts and they get the goods. So we are still responsible for that.
The bottom line
of that. So another big part of that project, though, is a public-private partnership between the government of Grenada and a service provider for the broadband networks. And we are presently in negotiation with a service provider to provide that service.
So you have yet to conclude on which which provider. Will it be a provider that operates in Grenada or one that operates outside of Grenada?
No, it's in Grenada.
Okay.
One of the providers here in Grenada. They would be doing a fiber optic cable around Grenada, and they will also connect Carrico, Pitimatnik, and from Pitimatnik to St. Vincent. So we'll be having this whole connection. Because I think you might be aware there are certain parts in Pitimatnik that do not get internet.
Yeah, internet, yes.
And so on. So that will be able to be facilitated there. Part of that project also will entail the schools, bringing Wi-Fi access to most of the schools in Grenada.
So the schools will have access to Wi-Fi?
Yes, and public places as well. So you get those hotspots and so on. So it's a good project.
A very good project.
Yeah, it's a good project.
The young people will love you.
Of course, they will. Yeah, so that's part of that. We're hoping that we can conclude on that soon, and so people would see things happening on the ground. It's a main area of concern for the government.
Right.
Okay. So, as I said earlier, we have this new project, the OECS Tourism Competitiveness Project, that was approved last year. The closing date is 2023. And the main objective of this project is to facilitate the movement of tourists within the Grenadines participating countries. So again, this project is Grenada, St. Vincent and St. Lucia.
Okay, so between those three
islands. Between the three islands. So the idea is, for example, a tourist who might want to stay over, they may stay over in Commodore cruise ship, they may stay in St. Lucia, they can get a ferry from St. Lucia and come down the islands. Okay. So they can visit, you know, everywhere. Okay.
And they can spend two, 3 days.
So that's the main idea. A part of this project as well, we will be doing some rehabilitation works on the fort. For George.
Which is needed.
Yes. And we already started some preliminary groundwork there.
Mm.
We would not be able to do the full port restoration as required, but at least we start somewhere, develop certain areas to make it more attractive for tourists to visit our country.
Okay.
Yeah?
Makes sense.
All right. So then we have the agricultural, OECS Agricultural Competitiveness Project as well, and approved last year, closing day 2023. It's US $4 million. And under this project, the farmers and fisher folks and agro processors will be benefiting from that project. And in terms, in ways of grants, by grants.
So these monies are grants, they don't have to pay it back. Once they follow.
The farmers don't have to, no, they don't have to pay it back, but it's a loan to the government.
So they're going at, the government has paid back?
The government has to pay it back. But it is a grant to the farmers and the agro processors. So it's just to enable them to develop the business. We, you know, over the years, we talk about CSME, CARICOM, getting out there, getting on the market. And a lot of our local people, they don't get out there because we do not meet the standard to compete.
And you don't have the resources.
We don't have the resources. So it's just to give them the assistance to develop themselves, to develop their business and their product to get out there.
Okay.
So this project would be, well, we more or less start implementation, but, you know, doing the groundwork, putting things in place, getting offices, hiring personnel, and so on. These are the things that we're doing at the moment.
So that cover the projects?
That cover the projects.
That you're doing. Let me just remind our listeners, I'm speaking to Ms. Jenny Alexander, Acting Project Coordinator, Project Coordination Unit, PCU, within the Ministry of Finance. So a lot of the projects the government does, they're the one who manages it. Now, the big question that I think, and which you will spend the most time on, is this question: what are the activities under the RDVRP project? Now, you have to, the abbreviation, you'll tell us what it means, and give us some further explanation about this project.
Yes, of course. So the RDVRP project is the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project. It's just a lot. Yes?
Quite a mouthful.
Quite a mouthful. But we have had a lot of accomplishments under this project. The project was approved in 2011. Mm. We got some additional financing in 2015 from the World Bank.
Mm.
Yeah. By 2016, however, we were able to accomplish or to complete almost all the activities before the additional financing came about. So with the additional financing, we also got additional responsibilities or additional things to do. The present closing date for this project is December 31st, 2018. However, there is a possibility for a further extension. And the project cost is US $35 million. Yeah, that's one of the biggest projects that ever came through the PCU.
That's quite a big project.
Yes.
So that has to do with what? That whole revitalization project.
Yes. So this project is multi-sectoral, meaning that it covers different sectors of our country. And a big part of it had to do with infrastructure works.
Mm.
And so the main aim of the RDVRP project was to measure or reduce vulnerability to natural hazards and climate change impacts on Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so thus far, I would just say at the moment, some of the projects that are ongoing under the RDVRP that people might be familiar with and they do not know.
Yes.
Yeah. This is ongoing. So we have the reconstruction of the Holy Cross RSC School.
Mm-hmm.
This is ongoing.
That's in which parish?
Munich.
St. Andrews, yes.
Yes. And it has been delayed a little bit by maybe a year or so because we had to start over the bidding process. So we went through a first bidding process and it failed, and so we had to start another one. And now we are... The contractor is about 50% complete at the moment. And this is a school that was damaged by Hurricane Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And so the school was relocated and using the church facilities. And we will now be located on a new site, which is not far familiar with that area? No.
No.
Okay. So where the old school was, we're not using that site anymore because it is prone to flooding and
stuff. So you're moving like into a high area?
Yes, which is just higher than where this one was. So it's in the same location, right, but it's just higher.
So if you have heavy rain, you wouldn't have flooding
in the school? You wouldn't have flooding in the school and so on. You would not be as vulnerable. It would be take up modern, one of the most modern designs.
So what and what's the cost of that project?
$5 million EC.
$5 million EC dollars.
Yeah, $5 million EC dollars.
Okay, and that to accommodate everything now in the redesign and building of that school would be able is very futuristic, I would guess, with the technology and all that.
Exactly.
The lines would be run for putting in the internet and
all
of
the infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Yes, and you'll have the modern labs, so you would have the communication computer labs, you will have the home economics, the woodwork. Because of this area is a rural area, and so the community, the school community, do the woodworking and home economics and so on. So these labs will be put into that facility as well. Okay, another project that we have ongoing. Well, I don't know if you remember a couple months ago, maybe around November last year, we had this plane doing a fly through.
Yes, it was a helicopter
and a plane. A helicopter.
Helicopter
doing
a
fly through, right?
Yes, I remember they announcing that.
Yes, and that is a LIDAR topographical survey they were doing off the island of Grenada.
The entire island.
Grenada, Caricom, Petit Matnik. Right? We do not have these aerial images available at the moment, so this is part of the project. This falls under the Ministry of Agriculture, but we facilitated the procurement process and up to the final deliverable.
So when we're getting the results of that, which they have done?
Right. So that results, they are in the process of interpreting the data, finalizing the data that they collected. And so we should receive that by July.
Okay.
That would be made available to the public. Mm. We have had requests for it from, for example, Green Lake and even Nawassa. They you know,
because it would be helpful to all of them.
It would be helpful to all of them, the aerial images of Grenada. Yeah. So that's one of the things that are ongoing for that project. We're also buying some hydromet equipment for the Ministry of Agriculture.
Mm.
To put in different areas to control the watershed, to get the watershed readings and so on.
Right.
So we will be doing that. We are in the process, as a matter of fact, of bid evaluation to hire someone to get a bidder to provide his equipment and install them.
Oh, okay. That's to know the level of the water in the ground.
And rainfall.
And rainfall.
Yeah, the frequency and the amounts and so on. So that will be done under this project. That's something that's ongoing. Okay. So we also have a list of projects that are completed. So as I said before, this project is supposed to be completed by December 31st this year. So most of the activities under this project have already been completed. We just have one or two that are outstanding. So let me tell you a big one that is outstanding. And that would be the St. John's River Flood Mitigation Project. That is River Road.
Okay. That's outstanding.
That is outstanding.
What has to be done there?
So they will be doing, as I understand it from the technical experts, it will be walls along the riverbank.
Both sides.
Both sides. To prevent the flooding of River Road or minimize it as much as possible. That project, we were hoping that we can do the entire river from Steele's Bridge, but we have some constraints. So it will begin from after Postal's building. Yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And to go down. Now, the implementation period for that project is about 18 months. However, we do not have 18 months remaining on the project. So that's why we may have to ask for an extension of the RDVRP project to facilitate this We have had some issues and challenges. That's the reason why this project has not yet started. And so we're hoping that we can, we are working together with our stakeholders to solve these problems and to move forward with the project.
And government is integrally involved.
Of course. Even up to the cabinet level with these decisions, they are integral.
So the decisions are made, passed on to you. You then take the responsibility, your department take the responsibility to ensure you
to
execute that which have been approved.
Yes.
And then you correspond now with the World Bank and whoever to make sure that the builders and whoever is doing the project work according to the guidelines of the organization that is funding.
Exactly. Because the World Bank and these agencies, they do visit Grenada and conduct supervision missions to just to ensure that everything is going in accordance.
And the money is being spent for what?
For what it's
intended to.
Exactly.
Okay.
So this is one of the big ones. So another project that is ongoing that I know a lot of people out there may have been asking questions, especially persons in Guelph or the who use the Western Corridor.
It's the bridge.
Lions Bridge. Yes.
Yeah.
We have had some challenges there. We are hoping that we are almost to the end, you know, to resolving those problems and moving forward. As part of the bank's guidelines or part of the financing agreement signed by the government of Grenada, we have what we call a social safeguards policy that we really need to adhere to. And there are certain things that must be done before we can start the construction. So that held up the construction of the Lions Bridge for a good part of it. Now that we're almost to the end, we have another challenge, which we are working on. As a matter of fact, when I'm finishing, I have to go to Guelph on the ground to see how fast we can overcome these things. But long and short of it, I would say that, you know, a lot of times we understand the frustration by people. We understand government and so on. And there are things that sometimes are just totally out of your control.
Yeah, you can't do anything about
it. Yes. And I like to, at this point, say to contractors, you know, when you're awarded a contract and so on, not because it's government, but sometimes you need to take the responsibility and do what you have to do. Plan in advance in order for you to deliver.
Because at the end, the country's hurt, the country hurt, and the community hurt for what you're doing project for.
Exactly. So the community hurt, the country hurt, the parliamentarians, parliamentary representatives, the people are on their back that, you know, you're not doing anything. And sometimes our hands are tied because if the project is at a critical stage, what do you do if the contractor did not perform or did not complete something within a time?
Right.
What do you do? Because if you terminate that contract, you need to get another contractor.
Which just makes sense. So you had to try and fight and work with the contractor to get it done.
Yes. So that is one of the major issues. So we are hoping that we can have this bridge open by 6th of May.
6th of May. That's good. So we're almost out of time. You have less than a minute.
Oh, already?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just run in that minute. Let me just say that we have completed the landslip mitigation project for Constantine. We have done the rockfall mitigation for Sendell Turnhill, infrastructure works in Lasages and Bushenshu communities, the reconstruction of the Harbour Bridge, fire appliances for the airport, rescue boats for the airport, and tractors for the airport. These are some of the things that have also been completed under this project.
You said you rescue boats for the airport?
For the airport.
In case they have a crash?
Yes.
So there'll be specially boats?
There are boats there for in case there is a crash.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, okay. there are boats for that.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you did very well for your first visit here. We did extremely well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very, very good. And folks, I was talking there to Miss Jenny Alexander, who is the Acting Project Coordinator, Project Coordination Unit, PCU, within the Ministry of Finance. She's been there for the past 10 years.
Yes,
and she did extremely well. She's been showing that all the projects done. Folks in Guelph, she says she's coming by May. Hopefully the bridge will be done and the western side, the buses and so forth, we'll be able to go through there. And you have to go through all these winding roads. So that would change. And then we have the project within the River Road. Hopefully
that
we get that started. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being so clear to us and helping us to have a better understanding of the project coordination unit within the Ministry of Finance.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right. God bless. All right, folks. You heard it there from Miss Jenny Alexander. I am Stanford Simon. You've been listening to the program Inside Finance. Go to the government website and you will find this program will be uploaded there. Also, you go to sgbcgrenada.com. The program will be there, too. Take care. Have a great and exciting week. Join me next week at the same time. We do it all over again right here on this station. Thanks again to Miss Jenny Alexander from the Project Coordination Unit, PCU, Ministry of Finance. Have an enjoyable week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.